Is that the muscle job dictating patient's name is Lillian Pat Mack, M-A-C-K, Lillian, L-I-L-L-I-A-N. Date of birth is 3/26/1944. Date of service is 1/2/2026. Miss Mack is a very pleasant 81-year-old female with history of chronic COPD, history of chronic hypoxic respiratory failure on home oxygen, 2 liters nasal cannula, history of coronary artery disease, status post-PCI, history of chronic pain syndrome with chronic opioid dependence, history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, type 2 diabetes mellitus, history of prior CVA, history of rheumatoid arthritis, history of hypothyroidism, history of restless leg syndrome, who was brought to the emergency room after she had suffered a fall and also has been complaining of some shortness of breath. Patient states that she has had multiple falls. She said she does not remember the sequence of how she fell. She is not sure about her loss of consciousness. She was seen in the emergency room. Her oxygen saturation is 86% on 6 liters nasal cannula. Her CO2 was elevated at 64. Carboxyhemoglobin was 5.5. Her flu RSV COVID was negative. Patient had a CT head and C spine without contrast, which did not show any acute intracranial hemorrhage, no post-traumatic sequelae of C spine. Chest X-ray without any acute process. A CTA of the chest revealed tiny segmental pulmonary embolism in the right lower lobe. CT abdomen and pelvis showed significant fecal impaction within the rectum. She was given pain medication, given nebulized breathing treatment, IV methylprednisolone. Also was given one injection of Lovenox. She was admitted to the hospital. She was not fully anticoagulated because of her history of recurrent falls. She was has history of cigarette smoking, had been trying to quit, but has been unsuccessful. Continues to smoke. She denies any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath. Denies any palpitations. Denies any nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, no headaches. She was doing better in the hospital, was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, she denies any chest pain or shortness of breath, no palpitations. She denies any headaches, denies any blurring of vision, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, denies any abdominal pain, concerned about her multiple falls. That's medical history. Have been significant for COPD, history of respiratory failure, depression, fibromyalgia, gastroesophageal reflux disease, coronary artery disease, status post-PCI. Chronic pain syndrome, opioid dependence, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next type 2 diabetes mellitus, next history of CVA, next hypothyroidism, next rheumatoid arthritis, next restless leg syndrome. Next GERD, next fibromyalgia, Next, depressive disorder. Past surgical history has been significant for tonsillectomy, appendectomy, hysterectomy, left breast mastectomy, knee surgery, left cervical spine surgery, cardiac catheterization, carpal tunnel release surgery, bladder surgery, and total knee arthroplasty, left. Social history. She is a current smoker, 48-pack-year smoking history. Also, she does drink some alcohol, no other drugs. Allergies to Cipro, penicillin, as an adhesive tape, amoxicillin, silicones, hydro, pel, sports, and milk. Current medications reviewed and as documented in the EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, no history of. She does have history of MI, history of coronary artery disease, status post stent placement. No history of congestive heart failure. Denies any pain with deep inspiration. Respiratory system, denies any cough. She does complaints of shortness of breath off and on. She does have history of COPD, history of chronic hypoxic respiratory failure. She is home oxygen dependent. She denies any shortness of breath at the present time. Denies any cough. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain. Denies any nausea, no vomiting. She denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. She does have history of GERD. Genitourinary. She denies any complaints of any blood in the urine. She denies any history of kidney stones, denies any discomfort with urination. Neurological, she does have history of CVA, denies any focal weakness in the arms or legs, denies any history of seizures. Musculoskeletal, she does complaints of joint pains, history of rheumatoid arthritis, history of arthritis. All other systems are reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR. Physical examination, HEENT examination was normal, pupils were equal round and reactive to light, extraocular movements are intact, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruit, no thyromegaly, heart SNS2 was audible, regular rate and rhythm, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, ball sounds were positive, extremities, no edema, pulses bilaterally symmetrical, neurological examination, patient awake and alert, moving all four extremities, no focal deficit. Impression, number one, recurrent falls. Next, history of COPD. Next, history of tiny subsegmental PE, right lower lobe. Next, history of fecal impaction. Next, history of coronary artery disease, status post PCI. Next, cervical spinal stenosis. Next, history of chronic pain syndrome with opioid dependence. Next, history of COPD. Next, hypertension, next, hyperlipidemia. Next, history of type 2 diabetes mellitus. Next, history of carotid artery stenosis. It's supposed to write CEA. Next, rheumatoid arthritis. Next, hypothyroidism. Next, history of nicotine dependence. Next, hypothyroidism. Next, depressive disorder. Next, history of restless leg syndrome. Next, GERD. Next, history of urinary incontinence. Next, DJD. Treatment plan. Patients admit to Bellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. Will continue current medication. She was encouraged to drink enough fluids, eat better, continue to work with physical and occupational therapy. We'll continue other medications. We'll monitor her progress. We'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Robert Goin, G-O-U-I-N, Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T. Date of birth is 3/19/1936. Date of service is 12/23/2025. Mr. Goin is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He states that he's doing well. He does complain of feeling tired. He has been going for radiation treatment. He denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations. Denies any nausea or vomiting. No other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HEENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD. No lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs, diminished breath sounds in the bases. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities, chronic edema, both lower extremities. Impression, number one, bilateral lower extremity swelling. Next, type 2 diabetes mellitus. Next, history of coronary artery disease. Next, history of atrial fibrillation. Next, history of Merkel cell cancer of the left temple. Next, hypothyroidism. Next, BPH. Next, generalized anxiety disorder. Next, morbid obesity. Next, degenerative joint disease. Treatment plan, discussed with patient about his symptoms. He has been having some pain. We will start him on tramadol. Milligrams every 8 hours as needed. He can continue with the Tylenol also. He's encouraged to drink enough fluids, eat better. We'll continue to monitor his blood sugars. He has been refusing a couple of his medications off and on. He was encouraged to take his medications on a routine basis. We'll monitor his progress. We'll check routine labs. We'll follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. End of dictation.